buy the chicken across the road. And we know what part of the chicken tenders come from. The delicious part. So it should be no surprise that we've engineered the country's best, juiciest, all-white, meatiest chicken tenders. Now available for carryout and delivery in 5, 8, and 12-piece boxes. Served with our new chicken dipper sauce. Pizza Ranch, we know chicken.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
Pizza Ranch.
Babs Johansson Gymnasium, as we're about 5 minutes away from getting tonight's game between the Mount Pleasant Panthers and the Burlington Greyhounds tipped off. This will be a rubber match, if you will, as the freshmen and the JV squads for both these teams have already played. The freshmen lost for Burlington by the score of 40-39. JV, Burlington wins 70-32. And let me tell you how the freshman game lost for Burlington.
Okay.
Burlington trails by 2. 7 seconds or so remaining. They set up a play. Far corner away from us. Tomas Rascone from the far corner drains a 3. Hounds go up by 1. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. The clock's at 3. The clock's at 2. And what nobody told the guys was fasten the seatbelt on your chair. Because when Rascone hit the 3, one, if not two, if not three of the end of the bench guys celebrated so hard. Oh. One kid was actually on the inside of the speed hound down here, which is, you know, 3 to 4 feet inside the sideline.
Yeah.
So as the shot went up, the heave from 75 feet, the trail official noticed the extra Greyhounds on the floor. Made the signal it goes to the free throw line and calmly sinks both shots. Hounds fall 40-39. Yeah, it was the wildest, craziest, I'd say controversial ending I've ever seen, but it was the right call. I mean, it was you don't want to coach enthusiasm out of anybody, but in that situation, it's a tough lesson to learn, and we talked about it in the crowd as my son Ian is on the freshman team. Better to learn that lesson now than it is as a senior at Substate after some...
Well, the kid will probably end up going to college and being a grad assistant somewhere and end up, you know, 35 years down the road being some big-time college basketball student telling the same story.
Yep. But I will tell you, this gives me an idea. Come up, and this is my patented idea. You can do it, construct it all you want, but create a sideline chair with built-in seatbelts.
You could.
You know, just to remind guys, and they only work inside
work.
The final 2 minutes.
We got them at work.
Okay. Then let's prototype one, and you set the alarm, the lock contraption in place for when the clock hits 2 minutes. Because that's the exciting point of the game, and it's got to be like a greater than or a less than 6-point lead, let's say. Okay. Because, I mean, throughout the course of a game, go ahead, get up, do your celebrations. That's what we did. But in the final 2 minutes of a close game, you pop that seatbelt in place. Kids can't move. Better yet, straight jacket. Sideline straight jacket built into your chair. I like that idea.
But then I think you have to, if you hit a buzzer beater at the end of the game, then you got to have some sort of automatic thing so everybody don't end up on their face.
As soon as the buzzer goes off, it releases like the Kentucky Derby gates.
There you go.
Yeah. And if guys fall on their face, it's just because they're inexperienced at celebrations.
If you get that patent, I just want 25%.
You can have it. Right. I give you 50% if you go ahead and make the prototype. And then we'll be, you know, have, well, no, it's my idea.
Miles.
I want 51%, you get 49.
Okay, that's a deal.
Yeah. And we'll customize them in colors for other high schools, you know. So we're getting off topic here only because we're at the final minute and 10 seconds leading into this one. Mount Pleasant, as we said, winners of 4 in a row and 6 of 8 overall after starting its season with a record of 2-7. They've fought and clawed their way back to 8-9, 3-5 in the Southeast Conference. Burlington 11-7 and 6-2 as their winners of 4 of 5 and 9 of 11 overall after starting their season 2-6. And Brad, as you remember as a player and also as a coach at West Burlington for the girls program for 5 years, which I didn't get into the broadcast last week, you want to be playing your, I mean, it goes without saying, this time of year is when you want to really have it rolling. So you talk about these two teams, regardless of record, both teams playing well. This is not necessarily a game where anybody says Burlington should win going away. So both teams will feel like they can win from the opening tip, and it will create for real passion, real emotion, real intensity for the 32 minutes.
I'd be surprised if this is a 10 or 15 point game anyway. I'm not too familiar with Mount Pleasant, but if you say they're coming in on a winning streak here towards the end of the season, I know all their coaches. I played ball with those guys, you know, outside of college and everything. They'll come out, they're probably solid defensively and disciplined offensively. I mean, I can't see those guys teaching them any different.
And by the way, whoever hired the people in our research department needs to be fired, because I got faulty information. I was told by Mott Skason that Ronnie Ashton had gone to Mount Pleasant in high school. Mott told me bad information because you turned to me and said, Mott's an idiot. He comes from Texas.
He was a classmate. He's just from Texas.
Just from Texas. So for some reason, Mott, I think, had amalgamated being a classmate with, oh, we went to Mount Pleasant, because I've always associated Ronnie Ashton. Mott has associated Ronnie Ashton with Mount Pleasant.
Yeah. Well, he's got, you know, he was a quarterback up there at Wesleyan, and it's, you know, he raised a family up there. So he's been around Mount Pleasant. I always tease him. He's been in Iowa longer than he's been in Texas. So
that makes him an honorary Hawkeye. We'll keep him.
He won't like that.
Oh, he's a Tiger or
a
Cyclone.
He's a Longhorn.
Oh, well. Well, I don't know if it's...
But I don't think there's anybody dressed better than him in the gym.
I don't think so either. He's... earlier, does he have a tie on?
Nope. Sport coat.
I knew it was a sport coat. I couldn't tell if he had a tie or not. So I think you're right. And I don't know. I think it might be easier to be a Hawkeye fan right now than a Longhorn fan, to be completely honest.
It depends on if it – I guess I'm not going to say it.
No, go ahead.
Home or road. Home or road game. If it's a home game, probably so. If it's a road game, it's a toss-up.
Nobody likes Texas, though. People only dislike Iowa in the Big Ten.
What? Yeah, I've said it for years. Sometimes it's frustrating being a Hawkeye fan, but I can't get rid of them.
Yeah, can't quit them. Can't quit them, that's for sure. Well, let's start in lineups for you. First for Mount Pleasant. At one guard, they start Owen Van Sickle. Van Sickle, a 5'10 junior. Reese Kempker, or I should say Dylan Hagans. I'm sorry. Dylan Hagans, a 6'2 senior, will start at forward. He'll be joined by a 6'3 senior, DeJuan Trent. Aiden Ashton, the aforementioned son of Ronnie Ashton, a 6-foot junior, will start at another guard, and they'll be joined by a third guard. So it's three guards, two forwards for Mount Pleasant tonight. A sophomore, 5'10", Peyton Hagans. After the national anthem, which we will let you tune in and listen to, I will get to the Burlington Greyhounds lineup as we lead up to tip-off of the Panthers and the Greyhounds. No. Your Burlington High School Pep Band playing tonight's national anthem. Your starting lineups for the Greyhounds include, at one guard, your point guard, we talked about him earlier, a 6'1 senior, Nate Spear. Joined in the backcourt by Tice Bertelshofer. Bertelshofer, a 5'11 senior. A three-guard, two-forward setup for the Greyhounds, as well as Amarion Davis, a 6'2 senior, will also be a third guard. You might even throw Jackson Carlson in there. He's kind of a guard-forward hybrid. He goes 6'2". He's a senior. And then Marquise Lewis, we talked about him earlier, a 6'3 junior. Basically the man in the middle for the Greyhounds, but listed as a forward. We're about ready to get underway. Into the center circle are DeJuan Trent and Jackson Carlson. The official steps forward, throws it up, and Carlson wins the tip. And we are underway. 11-7 Burlington, 8-9 Mount Pleasant in a Southeast Conference showdown. Nate Spear facing this man-to-man defense, 25 feet from the hoop. He'll get it near elbow. Rotating the basketball around to the top of the key. Now they morph into a 2-3 zone. Tice Bertelshofer drives, tries to get it to Carlson on the right block, knocked out of bounds by the Panthers.
Looked like in that 2-3 zone that they were in there, kind of it appeared to be like a man-to-man to bring that top wing up.
See, that's why I bring you and pay you the big bucks, man. Here's an inbounds play to Lewis, streaking to the hole, and the first two of the night go to Marquise Lewis. Greyhounds lead 2-0.
Marquise picks up where he left off on Monday, so maybe answering some questions on the letdown.
Just underway, Greyhounds get the first two of the night. DeJuan Trent with the basketball, gets it near side to Van Sickle, picks up his dribble, 30 from the hoop, gets it across, and now Mount Pleasant has it on the far sideline, held by Peyton Hagans. Hagans, one of two Hagans in the lineup, and here's a kick by Lewis as Hagans tried to get it on the near side to Aiden Ashton. Van Sickle, Dylan Hagans, Trent, Ashton, and Peyton Hagans, your five for Mount Pleasant. Spear, Davis, Bertelshofer, Carlson, and Lewis for the Greyhounds. Here's Ashton, near corner, Van Sickle. He'll try a long three. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Splashdown makes it 3-2. Panthers take their first lead of the night.
Need to close out in those corners.
1 minute into this one. A three for Mount Pleasant on its first possession. A layup by Lewis. Here's Spear for three. Too short. Rebound fought for. Van Sickle pulls it down off the ground. He'll push it up quickly and cross the timeline with the right hand. Gets it far side to Ashton. Trying to get around Spear into the lane. Kicks it near side to Trent. Trent top of the key to Peyton Hagans. Between his legs a couple of times. Guarded by Davis. He'll back it out between the circles and reset for Mount Pleasant. Ashton. Man-to-man defense for the Greyhounds. Van Sickle now dribbling left side with his right hand. Hands it to Trent. Trent guarded by Lewis. Top of the key to Peyton Hagans. Hagans pushes off, gets away with it, backs it out. They'll reset 6 minutes remaining in the first quarter.
I think Burlington's content with letting him dribble out there. That's a good challenge.
Trent for three. Too long. Air ball pulled down by Davis. He gives it to Bertelshofer, quickly ahead to Lewis. Lewis almost walked. Instead, splits a double team. Had his shot blocked, pulled it down. Passes in the lane to Davis. Had it knocked away from him by Ashton and Trent. And it'll stay with the Greyhounds as it goes out of bounds.
Marquise took a little bit of a hit there, but was able to keep the ball in bounds at least.
Carter Amos into the lineup for Mount Pleasant. Early substitution for the Panthers. There's a pass in the lane, knocked away from Lewis, picked up by Ashton. Two on one the other way for Mount Pleasant. Ashton up and over, Spear off the glass is good. Aiden Ashton with his first two of the night. Five in a row for Mount Pleasant, and it's 5-2. Greyhounds got the first two. Seeing Mount Pleasant score two of its last three times down the floor. Here's Carlson from the left side. Up and off the glass, it's good, and it's 5-4.
Motions might be running a little bit high right now.
Well, 1-2-2 pressure in the backcourt for Burlington. Broken by Mount Pleasant this time. Quickly ahead, Van Sickle got fouled. They're going to call it.
Yep.
I thought they were going to let that one go and
too.
Just stay with Mount Pleasant, but Jackson Carlson called for his first foul.
Kind of got a break there. Mount Pleasant ended up getting the ball ahead of that press. They had a person wide open under the basket, but Jack rotated down quick enough.
Peyton Hagans, inbounds, top of the key to Ashton. Long three off the back iron. Rebound pulled down by Lewis. Marquise clears and gets it to Bertelshofer. Quickly ahead to Davis. Marion Davis on the speed hound. Takes two dribbles, stops, back out to Bertelshofer. Now near side to Spear. Spear wanted to get it in at the elbow to Lewis. Instead reverses to Bertelshofer. Now to Lewis at the free throw line. Lewis trying to get around Amos. Spin move and walked. Good move. He just picked up that right pivot foot just a little too much.
Yep, I think he may have drug it just a little bit.
So the Greyhounds trailing by one, turn it over. Van Sickle in the backcourt to Ashton, across the timeline to Peyton Higgins. Higgins now double teaming on the far side, able to wriggle through it and get it to Ashton. Bounce pass to Van Sickle to Amos near corner, back out to Van Sickle. Van Sickle between his legs. Now bounce pass picked off, knocked away by Bertelschofer. Here comes Spear. Spear with a two-on-two into the lane, up and over a defender. No good. Rebound Davis. Amarion Davis off the glass. No good. Rebound tapped by Van Sickle, but pulled down by Spear. Now reversed all the way around to Bertelschofer, far side. Bertelschofer still has his dribble instead between the circles of Spear. 3:55 and counting. Greyhounds trail 5-4.
I think you look at the low post. Get it inside.
Bertelschofer gave a look. Now rotated far corner to Spear. Long three, no good. Rebound Carlson. Carlson fouled before he could go up for the shot by DeJuan Trent, his first.
I like Burlington's advantage with Jack and Marquise down low. So far, that's where they've got the baskets at, is inside.
Davis to inbounds. Bounces it in to Carlson. Now to Spear between the circles, Bertelschofer. Near side Davis. He'll drive into the lane with the left hand up and over and off the glass. No good, but got fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. It's going to be on Amos, I believe. It is on Carter Amos, his first. Team second for Mount Pleasant here in the first half. And Amarion Davis to the line to shoot two and try and give the Greyhounds a lead. First one is up and good. Amarion's first point of the night. It's 5-5. One bounce, spins his knees. Second one on the way, rattles in and out. Rebound to Ashton. Quickly ahead comes Aiden Ashton. He'll stop as he's guarded at the three-point stripe by Carlson. Peyton Higgins now tries to get around Spears right of the lane and travel. I don't know if he lost it on his own or thought he had it knocked out of his hands, but that dribble kind of got all mucked up in the middle of it, and he gets called for a traveling violation.
Good rotation. I think it might have been Tice that was playing defense on that one.
Juan Reyes into the lineup for the Greyhounds.
Get the ball inside.
Reyes touches it for the first time. Now to Carlson between the circles. Near side to Spear. Spear bounce pass around a defender to Reyes. Runs right baseline. Had it knocked out of his hands. Pulled down by Carlson. Now Spear, top of the key to Lewis. Lewis doesn't shoot a lot of threes. So he'll pass it to Bertelschofer, far corner Spear. 2-3 zone, matchup zone for Mount Pleasant, forcing Burlington away from the hole. Spear to the top of the key, into the lane, had it knocked out of his hands. Now he's going to be tied up by Trent, jump ball. It's going to go to Mount Pleasant.
Too many dribbles on Nate.
J.J. Martin into the lineup for Tyce Bertelschofer for the Greyhounds. So it's Martin, Reyes, Carlson, Spear, and Lewis for Burlington.
See if Burlington makes the adjustment. Mount Pleasant's had a couple opportunities on the backside of this press.
Still on a 1-2-2 or 1-2-1-1. Ashton thought about going to the hole. Kicked it out top of the key to Van Sickle, who finds Peyton Higgins, who tries to drive to the hole. Had it knocked out of his hands, I believe, by Carlson. Picked up by Spear. Here comes Nate Spear for the Greyhounds, moving left to right on your radio dial. Martin. Top of the key to Carlson. Near side Spear. Again, Burlington just content with passing it beyond the arc.
You got to dribble penetrate those zones to make the defense move.
Reyes doing, just walked, got away with it.
Doing a good job of rotating the ball. I'd like to see him get it high-low, though. Right there it was.
Spear thought about the three, but was closed out on, so he gets it to Lewis, top of the key. Martin, far side. One dribble to Carlson. Now reversed all the way around near side to Spear. 1:45 and counting, first quarter of this 5-5 game. Here's a bad pass by Reyes. Picked up by Amos. He gives it to Ashton to bring it up across the timeline. He'll set the offense. Van Sickle, Trent. Trent with the right hand looking for an excuse to get down the lane. Instead backs it out to Amos. Near side, Van Sickle. Van Sickle trying to get around Spear. Stop and pop jumper from the free throw line. No good. Too short. Rebound Reyes.
Bunch of white shirts around the basket on that one.
1:15 and counting. Martin to Spear.
Penetrate.
Here's a pass to the right elbow to Lewis. Lewis across the top of the zone to Reyes. Missed the shot badly. Rebound tapped around by Carlson, but pulled down by Ashton. Long rainbow outlet pass to Peyton Higgins. He's got an easy two, his first two of the night. Mount Pleasant back on top, 7-5. Well, this is very much like their first matchup of the season where it went in favor of the Grounds, 43-31, low scoring, not a ton of offense. Here's Reyes in the lane, had it stripped, able to fall down and tip it to Spear, though, with 35. Martin, 25 feet from the hoop. He'll dribble to Spear between the circles, rotated to Carlson near side. Carlson now double-teamed. Back to Martin, top of the key, near side Spear as they just play catch. Tried to lob it into Carlson, bad pass. Amos picked it off, stepped into the lane. He gets it to Ashton, who will walk it up. Aiden Ashton crossing the timeline with 12. Peyton Higgins with 8. Dewan Trent with 6. Crosses over Lewis. Runner left to the lane. No good. Rebound Reyes. Reyes ahead to Martin. Martin from half court. His time expires. Hits the front of the rim and is no good. And that's how we finish the opening 8 of this 32-minute game. One quarter in the books. We've got 3 to go. Mount Pleasant with the early 2-point lead. It's 7-5 Panthers. You're listening to Greyhound Basketball on KBUR 1490 and 99.3 FM.
At Bob Dodd's Insurance, they recognize the value of teamwork and believe that hard work pays off both in sports and in life. They wish all the athletes competing this season good luck and encourage you to put your all into practice today to achieve victory tomorrow. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodd's Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at 319-392-8311 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
I think I'm on the same page with the coaching staff.
I think you are too, and we're live, so you have coaching insight right here on KBUR. Do you have a, hey, I'll ask you this.
What?
You've been away from it for a while. Do you miss being down on the sidelines?
No.
Not at all?
No.
You like being up here, being able to second guess the first guesses?
Well, no. I don't second guess them now. They're probably better at it than I am. But I think it's pretty clear that they're trying to establish that inside game. And they just need to increase the dribble penetration, move the ball a little bit quicker, and use that high post.
By the way, we're talking about the Greyhounds as they face this 2-3 zone. Here's a jumper from 17 feet. It's good for Amarion Davis. He's got 3, and we're tied again at 7-7.
Or just pull up for 10-footer, 12-footer.
Well, you know, we forgot to give them headphones or earpieces so they could hear what you were saying. J.J. Martin gets called for a blocking foul. And those are always tough. He's trying to play good defense, but that happened 35 feet from the hole. Brock Dengler has checked into the lineup for the first time. Please don't be offended if I call him Dengbat. That's what we would call him on the baseball team, or I would call him. Nobody else did. I did. Plus, he's repping my number 13. Mm. Ashton, Peyton Higgins. Higgins double-teamed on the near side. Across the top of the defense to Carter Amos, who drives to the hole, gets through Dengler and through Davis and puts it up and off the glass. Carter Amos with his first two. Mount Pleasant 9, Burlington 7.
Mount Pleasant finally capitalizes off that weak side of that press.
Oh. Here's Martin for 3 to take the lead. No good. Rebound fought for by Dengler and a couple of Panthers. Knocked out of his hands. Picked up by Davis. Missed the bunny. Rebound Van Sickle. Roman Van Sickle brings it across the timeline. Gets it to Peyton Higgins. Higgins, guarded by Martin, to Van Sickle on the speed hound on the far side. Across the top of the defense to Ashton. Wants to get it to Trent in the block. Instead, he'll drive left baseline. Does get it to Trent after he penetrated deep near the hole. Trent puts it up and off the glass. It's a 4-point advantage for the Panthers at 11-7.
Good little battle going on at the post.
Now here's a bad pass by Martin. Tried to get it to Dengler. Threw it 80 mile an hour. From about 3 feet, now there's a tie-up on the floor, and it'll go to Mount Pleasant. Oh, no, they're going to give Mount Pleasant a timeout. So a turnover for the Greyhounds. And Carter Amos, they're going to say, was able to call a timeout from the floor, a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here.
There's a good little battle on the post going on that last Mount Pleasant possession between Trent and Lewis down there. I thought on the penetration, I thought the Mount Pleasant guard stepped out of bounds. Gave a nice little back pass or backwards pass. I don't know how, what they call
one
that.
One of those no look, as,
no
you're
look.
As you're facing the wall, you just kind of
drop
throw
it, right
it behind
there.
You and hope your guy's there like you think he's going to be.
Mount Pleasant's playing physical, and Burlington is getting some good looks down here. They're just not going down.
So Trent Van Sickle, Ashton, Peyton Higgins, and Amos for Mount Pleasant. Lewis, Bertelschofer, Spear, Dengler, and Davis for the Greyhounds. 6 minutes remaining in the second quarter. 11-7 your lead for Mount Pleasant, and they have the basketball. They move from right to left in their road maroon jerseys with alternating white and gold stripes down the side. MP on the bottom of their shorts. Gold numbers outlined in white. He's groaning over there. He thought there was a couple of walks by Peyton Higgins. I did too, but I was too busy talking uniforms. Van Sickle shakes the defender down the middle of the lane, up and in on a runner from 5 feet. Owen Van Sickle now with five, biggest lead of the night. Now six at 13-7 for Mount Pleasant. Bertelschofer to Spear, top of the key. He'll try and cut the lead in half, and he does. Nate Spear with his first three of the night, and it's 13-10.
Nate caught that one ready to shoot.
It's amazing when you catch a ball in your shooter's position, your triple threat possession or position, just how much more rhythm you feel out on the floor.
He's had two good looks at it, really. The first one he missed, this one he knocked down.
Your best three-point shooters don't have to create their shots. Nope. They find ways to get open and square up. I should know. Here's Higgins down the left side of the lane, up and off the glass, got fouled on the ground, however. Split a double team of Spear and Dengler, and I believe they're going to catch Brock Dengler on the foul. One. No, they're going to call it on Spear. So he stopped at the one. Nate Spear with his first foul. Higgins to inbound underneath the zone hoop. Gets it to a streaking Trent. Got around Lewis. Beat Lewis to the hole. Trent's got four, and it's back up to five at 15-10.
Get back to what's working on offense. There it is.
Lewis drives left baseline, goes strong to the hole, and got fouled by Amos or Trent. We'll see who they call the foul on. Amos had position in front of Lewis. They're going to give it to Trent, who was trailing the big man for the Greyhounds. His second. Keep an eye on that. Trent with 4 points now. Two fouls midway through the second quarter. Lewis dribbles three times, spins it in his left hand, puts it up, and rattles it home. The shooter's touch right there.
Yeah.
Lewis now with three, checking into the lineup, back into the lineup, I should say, for Dengler is Carlson. Lewis gets another. Three dribbles, spins, crouches, shoots. This one stays out. Rebound Carlson.
There it is.
So it stays 15-11. Greyhounds get the ball back, though, with a chance to get three, if not four. Here's a spin move in the lane by Lewis. Put it up and in, and he got fouled. Chance for a traditional three-point play for Marquise Lewis. That foul is going to be on Aiden Ashton, his first. Lewis now with five, and it's 15-13.
Not to keep on bringing up Monday night, but the intensity that Marquise brought to the game on moves just like that kind of turned the tide in that second half.
We'll see if it turns the tide for the Greyhounds, and he makes his free throw. So it's 15-14. The Greyhounds have reeled off the last four. All by Lewis. 4.5 remaining before halftime. Four team fouls for Mount Pleasant. Three team fouls for Burlington. Reese Kempker into the lineup for the first time for Mount Pleasant, as is Dylan Higgins. Here's a lob intended for Ashton. Couldn't come up with it and put it in. Rebound Davis. Quickly ahead comes Nate Spear. Stopped short of the three-point line. Backs it out to Bertelschofer. Now hands it to Spear. He'll set the offense between the circles. Far side to Davis. Tried to get it in between
pass.
A couple of defenders. Underneath the hoop to Lewis. Knocked out of bounds by Ashton.
A tough pass. It gets a 2-3 zone. Kind of catty-cornered to where Marquise was at. Trying to throw it through.
Davis with his multicolored shoes. Inbounds to Lewis. Lewis comes down with a tough catch. Missed the bunny. Got his own rebound. Missed another one. Got it back again. Goes to the hole. Puts it up and in. Got fouled. Another opportunity for a traditional three-point play. That time, foul is going to be called on Dylan Higgins. His first. Lewis now with eight. Greyhounds back on top. 16-15 after scoring the last six.
Marquise has definitely upped the intensity here in the last minute and a half.
3:51 remaining in the first half. Lewis's free throw is good.
7-0 run.
Lewis with 9. Grounds jump back on top for the first time since it was 2-0. Here's Peyton Hagans in the lane. Yeah, I agree with you. I thought he pushed off. Backed it out. No call. Gets it to Ashton, who backs it out himself. Gives it to Peyton Hagans. Hagans gets a screen, top of the key, drives right of the lane. Now he picks up his dribble
on
the right block.
Good rotation.
Double team. Finds Reese Kempker to Ashton for a long three from the left elbow. No good. Rebound, Bertelschofer. Tice will push it up. Quickly ahead to Carlson, ahead of the pack. Up and off the glass with the left hand. Missed it. Rebound, Davis. Missed the put back. Had it partially blocked. Run down, Van Sickle with it. He'll push it ahead for Mount Pleasant. 3 minutes remaining in the second quarter. Van Sickle dribbles left of the lane, guarded closely by Lewis. Thought he got fouled, instead dribbled it out of bounds. It'll go to the Greyhounds on the turnover.
I thought it was good defense myself.
Well, it's tough to call a foul even if there's contact when a defender is doing what you ask him, which is moving his feet, trying to beat a guy to the spot. Sometimes contact happens. And sometimes that contact is created by the offensive player, so you let it go as an official. 2.5 remaining. Grounds by 2. Yep. Now a foul. No, they're going to call a 3-second violation.
I think if they would bring Jack up to the high post, Marquise has got that kid sealed down at the block. I'd like to see that high load come in like they were in the first quarter.
Grounds have outscored Mount Pleasant here in quarter number 2, 12-8. Take a 2-point lead. Van Sickle hands it to Hagans. Peyton Hagans now. Top of the key. Far side, Amos. Amos has it stripped by Marion Davis. Taking it to the hole and throwing it down with the Thorata. The one-handed slam for Marion Davis, and it's 19-15.
So the intensity is contagious.
It's a 4-point lead for the Greyhounds with 2 minutes remaining in the first half. Van Sickle down the lane, up and off the glass, high off the glass, and he rattles it home. Owen Van Sickle with 7, stops the run at 9-0, and it's 19-17. Davis for 3, trying to build on the momentum, rattles in and out. Rebound tapped around, and Davis goes to the floor, taps it out to Bertelschofer. Near corner, Lewis thought about the 3 instead. Pump fake.
Good
nice
pass.
Dish in the lane to Carlson, up and off the glass is good. Jackson's got 4, and it's 21-17.
Another point in the paint.
1:30 remaining. Van Sickle working it ahead, tried to get it to Amos, knocked out of bounds by Davis. It'll stay with the Panthers. Aiden Ashton will check back in, replacing Reese Kempker.
Offensively, Mount Pleasant looks more like they're seeing some advantage of spreading Burlington out and taking them off the dribble. More of a four-out, one-in offense.
Van Sickle in the lane. 12-foot runner, no good. Rebound, missed it badly, pulled down by Lewis. Bertelschofer pushes it ahead. Now he gets stopped at the top of the key, across the key, now to Spear. He'll try a 23-footer, too long. Rebound, Peyton Hagans. 1 minute remaining before halftime. It's a 4-point lead for Burlington, 21-17.
Now they're in a 5-out offense, so they are spreading them out.
Would appear Mount Pleasant content to try and hold for the last shot. Now Davis going to be called for a foul. On the circle at midcourt, Amarion Davis, his first foul. Greyhounds just 4 here in the first half, so no free throws upcoming for 3 more fouls unless it comes on a shot. Well played first half. Defensively especially, not so much offensively. Struggle bus at times, both sides for the offenses, but in terms of defensive play and now not fouling, it's been pretty well played. Bounce pass. Van Sickle tried to get it to Trent, had it knocked away, so they retreat.
Good defensive possession by Burlington. They've been playing defense for about 20 seconds.
Trent drives to the hole, but right of the lane, got Amarion Davis, or maybe it was Lewis. Lewis to commit a hand check violation, so his first foul. Only number 5 on the Greyhounds.
That's not easy to do. Especially at this level, there's drills you do where you play defense for 30 seconds, And they're just not standing around. They're moving the ball from side to side.
So Peyton Higgins with 15 seconds. Dribbles to the top of the key. He'll back it out now. Van Sickle's got it. Guarded by Spear. 10 seconds. Mount Pleasant's held it for the last minute. Van Sickle, right elbow, no good. Rebound, Davis. Davis with three. Pushing it ahead. Runner from midcourt. Comes up way short and way right. And that's how we put the second quarter in the books. Burlington outscores Mount Pleasant to the tune of 16-10 in the second quarter, and they'll take a 21-17 lead to the halftime locker room. We will step away for 5 minutes. When we come back, we'll tell you who scored how much in the first half and get you ready for the second half right here. You're listening to Greyhound Basketball on 1490 and 99.3 KBUR.
Does your home present a good image of you winter, spring, summer, and fall? Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. If your home is not projecting a positive vibe to passersby, maybe it's time for a facelift. Stop into Ritter's and see what Chris, Ryan, and their crews can do to make your home say, this is a person of style and taste. Colorful spring flowers from planties designed for your individual likes and style, followed by beautiful, usable summer spaces with patios, pergolas, and water features, designed with your usage in mind, whether it be entertaining friends and relatives, or relaxing private areas for you to reflect and unwind. Fall brings an array of foliage color perfect for watching sporting events or playing them with your own family. Chris can design a concept just for you. Ritter's can also professionally design an outdoor lighting system to highlight your home's unique style and architecture. This creates a drive-by vision that would make any Christmas card envious. Stop in or call and see why people really do say,
wow, it must be by Ritter's.
A new benchmark. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. 2 years after they began keeping track, Johns Hopkins University says 900,000 Americans have died from COVID-19, propelled in part by the highly contagious Omicron variant, and 13 months into a vaccine drive. COVID cases are going down in 49 states as there's more evidence masks work.
A study by the California Department of Health finds more evidence that wearing a high-quality, well-fitting mask can help protect the wearer from becoming infected with COVID. Globally, Austria's vaccine mandate for people 18 and up takes effect this weekend. Authorities hope it will drive up its 69% vaccination rate.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The CDC continues its endorsement of Moderna's COVID vaccine for adults now that the FDA has given them full approval. The Pentagon says the August attack in Kabul that killed 13 U.S. service members during the evacuation from Afghanistan was carried out by a suicide bomber.
General Frank McKenzie, the head of U.S. Central Command, explained during a Pentagon briefing.
We now know that the explosively fired ball bearings caused wounds that look like gunshots, and when combined with a small number of warning shots, that led many to assume that a complex attack had occurred.
The bomber was an ISIS militant who broke out of a high-security prison after the U.S. military abandoned Bagram.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. President Biden touting this morning's unexpected jobs news as the government announced 467,000 jobs were added last month.
America's job machine is going stronger than ever, fueling a strong recovery and opportunity for hardworking women and men all across this great country. America is back to work.
But the president acknowledged that inflation is still an issue, adding he is working to bring prices down. The president traveled to Maryland today to sign an executive order that would make sure federal construction projects are done on time. America's listening to Fox News.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we keep hearing the same thing over and over again when guests bite into our pizza.
Mm-mm.
Our famous chicken.
Mm-mm.
And all the sides, salads, and desserts on our buffet.
Mm-mm.
In fact, we hear it so often, we're beginning to think you're all trying to tell us something. We'll take that as a compliment. Pizza Ranch.
Mm-mm.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
Back here at Don Gibbs Court, Johansson Gymnasium, two legendary names in Burlington High School history. Carl Johansson, of course, PE teacher, and I think Johansson coached basketball. I couldn't necessarily tell you which sports Carl coached, but he was one of the legendary figures of Burlington High School athletics. Of course, Don Gibbs, it goes without saying, took both the boys and the girls programs here at Burlington to the state tournament. Best finish came in 1985 when they went to the state tournament on the heels of the 1984 regular season where they ascended to the number one ranking. You remember how cool that year was?
That was a blast.
If you didn't get here by 5:30, you didn't have a seat.
I'd go home from Oak Street Middle School, get a bowl of chips, eat them up real quick, and then I was sometimes walking out here.
And that was a team that very well should have gone to state and brought home the title. Of course, they did 2 years later with a team that was not nearly as talented, but maybe a better team in the sense of the word of teamwork. But 23-0, that team was 22-0 going to the tournament, beat Southeast Polk in the first round, and then ran into a buzzsaw called Waterloo West. With Terry Woods.
They were loaded.
They were loaded.
And that was a great game to watch. And I remember the games when Muscatine would come in here and both sides were just, it was crazy.
Yep.
And these guys, you know, you tell kids, I told my kids, you didn't come to the game at 7 o'clock.
No. And you came to watch it because if you didn't watch it, you'd miss something. Baron Darnell. Charles Pete Cannon, Jeff Williams, and my favorite player. I mean, we could talk about Jimmy Myers and Pete Carlson and those guys too, but if you want first-class athletic excitement, the dude's name was Lawrence Ross, and there was nobody more talented than Lawrence Ross.
Yeah.
Those who were friends of his, he goes by Elski. If you see Lawrence around, you tell him I was talking about him tonight, but there's no fonder memory I have than watching Baron Darnell come up with a steal. Lawrence get ahead of the pack.
The whole gym
and
rose
throw
up.
One down.
The whole gym rose up. And I remember we were doing
Tiny Porter's another one.
I can't remember what exactly it was, but we were doing some benefit, and it's when you had the old fan backboards or whatever.
Right,
and we were having
right.
a scrimmage out here, and Lawrence busted the backboard on a dunk.
Man, backboards were so small. How did we ever hit those? But that was high school basketball.
Yep.
High school basketball had the fan backboards. College and the NBA had the rectangle, as you see now, everywhere. But I miss the fan backboards. Those were kind of cool.
Well, the fan backboards, I mean, you know, like you said, the college game had them. And, you know, when you go on college visits, you had to get used to it.
Yeah.
You didn't have – it was a lot different. You could go lower on the block as a post player. You go lower on the block and come up still. You go low on that, you're coming up underneath the rubber.
And I really couldn't tell you when they made the switch at the high school level to the rectangle backboard.
It wasn't shortly thereafter.
It was mid-90s, but fond memories. And, you know, this is the biggest challenge facing Greyhounds athletics, I think, is that you have a generation, if not two, of kids who don't know that Burlington, for a time, was pretty much good in everything. Baseball, basketball, football,
yeah.
They had a run there in the early, mid-80s, where especially in basketball, they went to state four times in 6 years. Mm-hmm. Baseball was pretty good.
Spring break was scheduled around the state tournament.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So here we are at halftime. We'll get you those totals for players right away as we're in the last minute of the halftime break. Brad and I could probably reminisce for the next 20 minutes, but, oh, well, there's some basketball to call in between. Marquise Lewis leads the grounds and leads all scorers with 9 points. Amarion Davis adds 5. Jackson Carlson has 4, and Nate Spear has 3 for the total of 21 for the Greyhounds. For Mount Pleasant, Owen Van Sickle, the guard, leads the way with 7. DeJuan Trent has 4. And then 2 apiece for Carter Amos, Aiden Ashton, and Peyton Higgins for their total of 17. I'm in the middle of broadcasting a game.
Got to give her some
My
money.
My daughter comes all the way up here and says, can I have some money? Here's money. We're back underway. Get out of here. Shoe fly, shoe. Don't spend it all in one place. Back underway. Here we go. Second half action. Mount Pleasant with the basketball to start things off, trailing by 4. Peyton Higgins with the basketball against this man-to-man defense for the grounds. Lobs it in the lane. Caught by his brother, Dylan Higgins. Up and off the glass. It's good. Dylan's first 2 of the night. Assist from his brother, Peyton, and it's 21-19. Free throw line, Carlson on a feed by Spear. Back out to Spear between the circles. 2-3 zone once again for Mount Pleasant. Right elbow feed from Bertelschofer to Carlson. Hits a cutting Davis into the lane. Missed the runner. Rebound by DeJuan Trent, but he throws it away to Bertelschofer, who gets called for double dribble.
He did. That was a good defensive play, though. I've been watching Tice here within the last few minutes of that second quarter. He's jumping the passing lane, which is how he got that steal right there. I was thinking about it.
So Mount Pleasant with a chance to tie, if not take the lead here in the first minute or so of the third quarter. Ashton spin move right of the block, or I should say on the right block, guarded by Davis, who fouled him on the way up. That'll send Aiden Ashton into the line to shoot 2, and that's Davis's 2nd. So with 2 makes right here, Aiden Ashton will draw Mount Pleasant even once again for the first time since it was actually 5-5. Mount Pleasant led by as much as 6 at 13-7. Burlington has led by as much as 4 at 19-15 and 21-17. Ashton makes the first and the second, and it's 21 up. Greyhounds and Panthers. We've decided nothing with about 15 minutes remaining. Now a 3-2 look for Mount Pleasant. Carlson from the left elbow gets it top of the key to Davis. Near corner to Bertelschofer between the circles. Spear rotated all the way around to Davis. Back to Spear. Back near corner now to Bertelschofer. Bertelschofer closed out. Throws it over the top of the zone to Carlson. Back to Bertelschofer. Bounce pass left of the lane to Lewis. Up and in. Lewis into double figures with 11 now. Greyhounds reclaim the lead at 23-21.
Patient offense that time.
Higgins trapped near midcourt. Gets out of it, almost throws it away. Run down by Van Sickle. Van Sickle guarded by Carlson, backs it out to Ashton, and he'll set it up between the circles. Far side on the logo, Van Sickle. Now Trent. Now top of the key to Higgins. Dylan Higgins gives it to his brother Peyton. Peyton gets a screen from Dylan. Backs out, now tries to attack Davis. Does, takes it to the hole, and he's going to get Davis's 3rd. And that'll send Peyton Higgins to the line to shoot 2. More importantly, that's 3 on Amarion Davis, who has been pretty quiet offensively. He's got 5 for a kid who averages coming in 13.3.
Amarion needs to keep the kid in front of him. He's probably got an inch or 2 on him. Height-wise, he's definitely longer than he is.
First one goes for Peyton Higgins as Brock Dengler will check in. As will Carter Amos, or Amos. We'll call him Amos. Second one for Peyton Higgins is also good. We're tied again at 23-23.
Establish the post.
Now a 2-3 look for Mount Pleasant. Lewis drives left baseline, spins out, kicks it to Bertelschofer. Bertelschofer drives into the lane. Nice pass.
Yeah.
Under the hoop to Carlson. Up and in with the right hand. Carlson with a half dozen. Greyhounds back on top, 25-23. 5.5 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Greyhounds by two. Peyton Hagans gets tied up by Jackson Carlson on the alternate possession. It'll go to the Greyhounds.
You know, the Burlington's defense on that press, is they've been doubling the ball handler. They're here just about every time. I'm glad to see that finally pay off and they get a turnover.
Bertelshaw for Coast to Coast now kicks it out to Carlson for a long three. No good. Probably not who you want taking that shot, but the rebound by Lewis up and good, and he got fouled. Another opportunity for Marquise Lewis to get a three-point play the third time tonight as he's fouled by Owen Van Sickle.
Maybe Jack shoots threes, but Jack is living at the post.
Jackson Carlson is all of three now for 21.
Well, if I'd have done that, if I'd have done that 30 years ago, I'd know exactly where I'd be.
Well, dude, a 6'7 kid, when we were in high school, that was an anomaly. You were not, you know, typical.
Just let me shoot one.
No. I'd rather lob it into you. Here's Dewan Trent going to the hole very aggressively as they break the Greyhound pressure. And he gets an easy one. It's 28-25.
They finally found that weak side opening right there. The rotation was just a little slow.
4:45 remaining in the third quarter. Greyhounds lead by three. Lewis, right elbow, spin move into the lane. Gets it to Dengler, right of the lane. Dengler drives down to the hole, tries to split a double team. Kicks it out, Bertelshaw for Lewis, near corner, Spear. Spear for three, good. Splashdown, Nate Spear, he's got six. Two threes on the night, and it's 31-25. And that's going to be a timeout called by Eric Rawson. And the Panthers, another 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here.
Brock got caught down low at the post, got double-teamed. He kicked it out to Tice. Tice reversed it. And you could see on the pass to Nate in the corner, he was just ready to shoot it.
And again, get those 2 feet underneath you. Square up, triple threat position, as they used to say. Just elevate, make the shot like you have 100,000 times in your driveway.
I think I was nodding my head before he caught the pass.
Well, and there's a crispness when you see a ball reversed and rotated around like it was right there. You just tell each kid knew where he was going with the basketball, and it just worked. So 4:27 remaining in the third. Grounds now lead by six, their biggest lead of the night. At 31-25, matching Mount Pleasant's biggest lead of the night that they had when it was 13-7. Van Sickle thought about the long three. Instead, Lewis closed out. Now a pump fake, and he drives around Bertelshofer. I almost would say he got away with a carry right there, but I won't. 31-27.
I think they used to call that dribble putting somebody to sleep. There's another term. I gave you one last week, too.
Yeah, I've already forgotten that one.
Digging,
right. Digging in the post, bringing the ball down. Here's Dengler in the lane, kicks it out to Lewis. He'll try a three. Marquise Lewis Jr. splashdown. He's got 17, and it's 34-27. Biggest lead of the night for either team. Grant's taking control here in the third quarter now. A timeout once again going to be taken by Eric Rawson and the Panthers as they fall behind by seven. He wants a minute. We'll take all of that as well. 3.5 remaining, third quarter, Greyhounds 34, Panthers 27. Back in 1 minute on KBUR.
At Bob Dodd's Insurance, they recognize the value of teamwork and believe that hard work pays off both in sports and in life. They wish all the athletes competing this season good luck and encourage you to put your all into practice today to achieve victory tomorrow. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodd's Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at 319-392-8311 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
At Ryan Schmitz, we're big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know this year you may not be able to compete the entire season, so it's important to appreciate your teammates, coaches, and every game you're able to play. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family-owned and operated and part of your community for over 80 years. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Back here at Johansson Gymnasium, Greyhounds 34, Panthers 27. Panther basketball with 3:20 remaining. Peyton Hagans drives right of the lane, got fouled by Spear, and may have gotten bailed out, as I thought he took maybe 2.5 or 3 steps, but Spear gets called for his second foul.
You're probably right, but if the defense, and it's easier said than done, I'm saying keep him in front. It almost looks like he's getting to the line or getting to the basket going right, so maybe try to push him to the left a little bit.
Hagans misses the first. He'll get a second. Misses that one as well with the rebound to Juan Trent.
Box out.
Kicks it out to Hagans. He'll try a three. Rattles in and out. Rebound pulled down by Amos. Amos up in between a couple of defenders. Puts it up and in off the glass. He's got 4, and it's 34-29. 3 minutes remaining. Greyhounds by 5. Third quarter action here at Burlington High School. Carlson drives left baseline. Stops. Kicks it out to Bertelschofer. Dingler, nice pass. A no-look around his defender to Carlson. Jackson Carlson's got 8 off the assist by Dingler, and it's 36-29.
I don't know if that came across or not, but I said cut when Jack went back door.
It's almost like you either know what should happen or they're listening to you.
I'm a ghost.
Runner by Van Sickle, no good. Rebound pulled down by Lewis. Gets it to Bertelschofer. He'll push it up the near side. Tries to go to the hole and is going to get called for a charge. Bull in a china shop right there. Tysh Bertelschofer decided at midcourt he was going to take it to the hole, and he just kind of put his head down and plowed over whoever was underneath him.
Well, Tysh trying to get his hand in the jar, too. Been held scoreless so far tonight. Can't fault the aggressiveness, though.
So a 7-point advantage remains for the Greyhounds with 2:20 remaining in the third quarter. 36-29. Two teams played the 12-point game, 43-31, a couple of months ago in Mount Pleasant. So this is not unlike how these teams play against each other. Trent, top of the key, gets a screen from Amos. Dribbles right side, kicks it to Hagans for a long three. Peyton Hagans for 3. He's got 7. Cuts it to 4 at 36-32. Dangler over the top of the zone to Martin. J.J. Martin just checked in. Bertelschofer. Right elbow to Dangler. To Martin beyond the arc. Bounce pass into Lewis. Dangler from 18. No good. Rebound tapped out by Martin and Van Sickle. Van Sickle comes down with it. 1-on-4. He'll take it to the hole anyway. Bertelschofer able to block his shot. Recover and get it to Davis. Who then gets fouled by DeJuan Trent, 75 feet from the hole. And that's 3 on DeJuan Trent. With 1:27 left in the third. Evidently, they called that foul because DeJuan Trent can't do that.
According to the student section.
According to the... I am psyched to tell you... Earlier this year, I saw them do the newspaper thing during an opponent announcement. Bertelschofer from the top of the key. 3 ball, splash down. His first 3 of the night, and it's 39-32, matching the Greyhounds' biggest lead.
Oh, you would almost live with that skip pass on a good defense.
Van Sickle runs right up into the front of Dangler, who takes the charge. Turnover, Panthers, and the Greyhounds will get it back. Just under 1 minute remaining in the third quarter. So the Greyhounds, if they hold it for the final shot, will be trying to extend its biggest lead of the night, or their biggest lead of the night, at 7. 39-32, 44 seconds. Lob pass over the top of the zone to Davis, and they're going to call Davis for some sort of charge. They're going to say he used his forearm to elevate and leverage off a defender. That's number 4. On Amarion Davis.
Well, that's unfortunate. I didn't see the forearm come out. Now they're talking about it.
I do like your understated. Well, that's unfortunate. That's just a lack of good luck for Amarion Davis.
I got a technical foul 1 year in a college game by putting my hand on the rubber piece of the backboard, and I don't know how that made me jump any higher.
They don't call that anymore. You know, if you smack a backboard, it used to be, didn't matter why. Here's a steal by Lewis, trying to go coast to coast, and he got fouled about 30 feet from the hole. But it used to be if you touched the backboard, it was at least goaltending, if not outright technical foul, if you did it without it being a part of your natural act trying to block a shot.
But on the fan backboards, you couldn't. I mean, I couldn't jump high anyway.
I could. You know, I was, in my heyday, I was touching the top of the square. 5'9", 160-nothing pounds. No ups, but I was getting to the top of the square. You buy that? Martin into the lane. A runner is good. J.J. Martin with his first two of the night. It's 41-32. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. Trent to Van Sickle. He'll try a long three as time goes off. And it's no good. So we'll go to the fourth quarter with the Greyhounds holding their biggest lead of the night by the score of 41-32. 24 in the books. 8 to go. Don't go anywhere. 41-32. Greyhounds on top. Back in 1 minute on KBUR.
At Ryan Schmidt Sporting America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmidt. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Ryan Schmidt's Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
You guys would just foul anyway.
You set the hoop. It's at 8.5 feet. All you have to do is stand there. Oh, hey, we're back. We're talking about the benefits of slant or of fantasy basketball on a low rim. What benefit is it to have a 6'7" guy playing on an 8.5-foot rim? Yao Ming.
Couldn't
Panther basketball. Let me call a game. 9-point lead for the Greyhounds. Panther basketball as we start here in the fourth quarter. 41-32. Van Sickle dribbles top of the key. Peyton Higgins tried to drive the lane. Stopped by Spear. Now gets a screen from Aiden Ashton. And a nice turnaround jumper in the lane by Higgins is good. Peyton Higgins with 9. 41-34.
Did a good job of keeping Hagen in front. But he ended up slipping off to the right.
Juan Reyes into the ballgame. Amarion Davis playing with 4 fouls. Spear for 3. Good. Tell you what, that dude
catch
gets squared up. He
catch
splashes it down. That's his third one of the night, and it's 44-34. The lead is 10 for the Greyhounds.
Catch and shoot.
Peyton Higgins, I don't know what he was doing backing across the timeline, but somehow got bailed out as he was double-teamed and triple-teamed as the third defender was the midcourt stripe. Juan Reyes evidently got caught with his hand in the cookie jar, his first foul. 6:50 remaining in this one. Greyhounds by 10. At one point, this was a 6-point advantage for Mount Pleasant. Midway through the second quarter, since then, Burlington has taken control. Ashton for a long three as a couple of Greyhounds backed off and missed it short, but ran it down himself. Kicks it out to Hagen's top of the key. He'll try a three. No good. Rebound. Going to go out of bounds. Dead ball rebound to the Greyhounds.
Big possession. I think we were talking at halftime. If Burlington maintains this intensity, this could be a 10 or 12-point ball game, and that's kind of where we're sitting at.
Approaching 6 minutes remaining in this one. Reyes with the basketball beyond the arc. Right elbow extended. Gets it to Martin between the circles. He'll set up the offense near the logo. Crossover dribble into the lane. Had it knocked out of his hands. Might have even lost it himself. Picked out of the air by Higgins. Peyton Higgins across the timeline. Trying to set up an offense that will cut into this 10-point deficit for Mount Pleasant. Ashton between the circles to Van Sickle. Far side to Trent. Top of the key to Ashton. Playing beyond the arc is Mount Pleasant. Now Ashton dribbles to the hole. Up and off the glass, no good, but fouled by Carlson. And Aiden Ashton to the line to shoot two.
Aiden made a smart move there. He had Marion on him with four fouls. How many he got? Three fouls. So Marion had kind of stepped back a little bit.
It's the first time I've ever had more fouls for somebody. I got four on Marion.
Well, that's what I thought you said.
Ashton makes the first. He's got five. It's 44-35. Marquise Lewis checks back in for the Greyhounds. Carlson, Davis, Spear, Lewis, and Bertelschofer as the second one is missed by Ashton, but a long rebound tipped out to Van Sickle. So it's a 9-point deficit. Mount Pleasant with a chance to cut it to seven, if not six, with a long one. 5:20 remaining. Ashton with the left hand, guarded by Spear. Turns, and he's going to get Spear to commit the hand check.
Ooh.
Man, I hate that foul.
Goodness. 30 feet from the basket.
And I understand a hand check rule. The idea is that if you're prohibiting me from moving in my direction that I want to go, that's a foul.
Yeah.
But to just make contact with a hand, free throw, by the way, missed by Ashton, but the rebound by Trent, and he puts it up and in. So two offensive rebounds off of missed free throws extends that possession for the Panthers, and they finally get two. It's 44-37. Here's Davis all the way to the hole, and he got fouled by Ashton. But to go back to the hand check, if you just make contact 30 feet from the hole and you don't really change direction, you just make contact, I don't know why that has to be a foul.
Yeah, I've never been a fan of that call.
That
call has ruined a lot of good games.
I can put two hands on you in the post.
Right.
Because close contact is expected and encouraged down there.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. Two free throws good by Marion Davis. He's got seven now, and it's 46-37. 5 minutes remaining in the ballgame. Greyhounds by nine. Peyton Higgins, top of the key. Now to Van Sickle, back to Higgins. Guarded by Spear, Carter Amos. Amos top of the key, guarded by Carlson. Far side to Van Sickle. Hits a cutting Kempker in the lane. Now he gets it to Higgins. He'll drive into lane. Up and over. Davis
defense,
is good.
Though.
Higgins now to double figures with 11. The first one for the Panthers to get there. And it's 46-39.
Marion gave a good challenge on that. He's flat-footed, standing straight up in the air.
And another hand check, this time by Reese Kempker. 20 feet from the hoop. And the thing that frustrates me, too, now we're going to start calling it in the final 6 minutes.
I wasn't going to say it.
We haven't called it all night, but let's go in. We're going to start calling it in the final 6 minutes. 4.5 minutes remaining. Greyhounds by seven with the basketball.
I think you get a look at the post right there.
Bertelschofer drives to the free throw line, then hands it off to Lewis. Lewis beyond the arc. Backs it out, gets it to Bertelschofer. He'll try a long three. Good. Ties Bertelschofer splash down. He's got six.
Get a look at a post or a hit a three.
Midway through the fourth quarter, lead is 10. Here's a pass knocked down by Davis. Picked up by Lewis. Going to the hole, and he's going to get called for nothing. Block. He's going to the line. It's going to be a blocking foul on Aiden Ashton. Lewis to the line to shoot two. So Marquise Lewis with a game-high 17. I saw his dad today, talked to him probably for a half hour as I was at Edward Stone. I said, make sure your son gets at least 17 tonight. Here we are. Misses the first. I didn't want him to stay on 17. I just said, get at least 17.
That means 17 plus.
Come on, Marquise. Trying to make an 11-point game. This would be the biggest lead of the night for the Greyhounds. They've led by 10 on a couple of different occasions. Nope, missed them both. Rebound, Peyton Higgins. 63.1 free throw shooter coming in. Misses two right there. Trent to Kempker. One dribble, picks it up, gets it to Van Sickle. Van Sickle, guarded by Bertelshofer. Bounce pass into Trent. Kicks it out to Amos. Near side, Kempker. One dribble again. Picks it up. Amos. Dribbles to the top of the key, trying to shake Carlson. Spin move in the lane. Had a shot blocked by Davis and batted down to Spear. Here come the Greyhounds, 4-on-2. Spear tried to get it into the lane to Carlson, and for some reason, Carlson, I think, thought Trent was going to make contact because he pulled his hands away instead of trying to make the catch.
So Nate, tried to make a highlight pass on that one, I think. Spin it.
3:08 remaining here in the fourth. Trent guarded by Lewis. Dribbles in the lane. Spin move around Lewis. Blocked by Lewis.
Good hustle.
Gets it to Bertelshofer. Outlet pass to Davis. Marion Davis quickly ahead. Picked up by Kempker. Now to Bertelshofer. Bertelshofer with 2:50. Gets it to Davis. Left of the lane. Beyond the arc. Now Marion will back it out. No hurry for the Greyhounds, who lead by 10. Now he breaks Kempker's ankle, splits a double team, up and off the glass for the reverse layup, missed it. Rebound pulled down by Van Sickle. Either way, that's a highlight play, just didn't get it to go. Van Sickle against Bertelshofer into the lane, fouled by Bertelshofer. Owen Van Sickle to line to shoot two. They call that an ankle breaker, correct? Or a cement shoes type of move.
I can honestly say I've never done that. Had them broken. I never.
When you take a dribble, it goes 10 feet in the air, man. There's way too much air.
Never been able to break an ankle. I've been on the wrong end of the ooze.
You could break mine now.
I don't think I could.
At 50 and 70 pounds overweight, get me going one direction, I'll fall down pretty easily.
I was probably right behind you.
Van Sickle missed the first, makes the second. He's got 10. Second Panther in double digits, and it's 49-40.
Full court press now. Mount Pleasant.
2:20 remaining in the ballgame. Lewis across the timeline.
There it is.
Head to Bertelshofer in the lane to Carlson. Pump fake. Waited for Hagans to get there and foul him so he could go to the line. I wonder about that. Are you trying to create a three-point opportunity right there, or are you just content to go to the line?
I think Jack was I think he could have had the bucket. But I think he wanted the bucket and the free throw. So
Carlson, three dribbles, puts it up and good. Back up to 10 at 50-40. Carlson now with 9. Another free throw here would get him into doubles. And the biggest lead of the night for the Greyhounds, and he does it. It's 51-40. 2:10 remaining. Greyhounds by 11. Van Sickle, double team, stolen by Davis. Tried to get it to Bertelshofer, had it fouled, or I should say he was fouled from behind by Van Sickle. I think as much as anything was frustrated that he got his pocket picked.
It seems like that Burlington, Mount Pleasant was more aggressive on the press in the first half. Burlington has kind of flipped it. They're getting some steals. They're getting their hands on the ball a lot more in the second half.
First one on the way by Davis is good. I will say this about the Greyhounds. They are as athletic as I've seen them in many, many years, especially in the guard court. And then you throw in Lewis and his post moves.
Yep.
It's a very athletic team that's going to be a tough out come tournament time. 53-40. Davis makes them both. And here's an over and back violation as Ashton got it across the timeline to Hagans, but Hagans passed it back to Ashton before Aiden established himself in the front court, and now a timeout going to be taken by Eric Rawson and Mount Pleasant. 1:53 remaining in quarter number four. Greyhounds lead by 13. It's 53-40 on KBUR. Back in 1 minute.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
At Ryan Schmitz, we're big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know this year you may not be able to compete the entire season, so it's important to appreciate your teammates, coaches, and every game you're able to play. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 80 years. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Back here at Johansson Gymnasium, Don Gibbs Court, where the Greyhounds lead 53-40 inside the final 2 minutes of this one. Trying to go to 12-7 on the campaign. Trying to drop Mount Pleasant to 8 wins against 10 losses. Hurdle Schofer, Spear, and Davis just playing catch near midcourt. Spear now drives, pass to Carlson, drives right baseline, had his shot blocked by DeJuan Trent. 13. Carter Amos, ahead to Trent. Go ahead.
Well, 13-point lead, you can kind of live with that.
Trent drove to the hole, had it blocked by Lewis, picked out of the air by Bertelschofer, who gets it to Davis with 1:15 remaining.
Nate telling him to slow it down.
And interestingly enough, Mount Pleasant seemingly content to let the clock run out, trailing by 13 in the final 105. Davis down the lane. Nice pass across the lane to Lewis. Lewis with the layup. He's got 19, and it's 55-40. Final 53 seconds of this one. Greyhounds going to win, improve to 12-7, 7-2 in the Southeast Conference. Peyton Hagans down the lane, fouled by Spear. Got the layup to go. Nate Spear with his fourth. Peyton Hagans now with 13. And he gets it back down to 13 at 55-42. Free throw is up and good. Hagans with 14, a team high 14 for Mount Pleasant. 55-43. Warm the buses is what you just heard.
Chance don't change.
No. You can't do that. Chance, I talked about using newspaper to cover your faces while the opponents were being introduced. Saw that earlier this year. You know, what's new is old.
Nice pass.
Nice pass. Bertelschofer down the lane. Kind of a dipsy-do around his defender to Carlson, who lays it up and in. He's the beneficiary of that assist. He's got 12. It's 57-43. Final 10 seconds. 7 seconds. Peyton Hagans drives into the lane. Stripped by Carlson, apropos of tonight, final second. And as time expires, Carlson and Bertelschofer tie up Hagans, and that'll do it for this one. The Burlington Greyhounds, on the heels of a win over number one Fort Madison, don't have a letdown tonight. Took a little bit, but the Greyhounds end up winning by 14 by the score of 57-43. We'll step away for 2 minutes. When we come back, we'll wrap this up in a nice little bow. The Greyhounds improved to 12-7 on the campaign. Back in 2 minutes on KBUR.
At Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we love what we do because we get to be there for all the milestone experiences in our customers' lives. We truly feel a part of your family when we get to celebrate a birth of your child, wedding, or help you finance your dream business, car, or home. Whatever the occasion, you'll see how our team is like an extension of your family. Let's experience life together. Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Life is anything but stationary. Hi, this is Melinda Bickle with Bickle Cycling and Fitness. When it comes to our mind, body, and spirit, we know exercise is essential to our well-being. The ability to improve heart health and boost muscle endurance for a steady stream of feel-good endorphins is a great way to fight off stress and get better rest. In this season, many are looking to bring home the gym, and at Bickle's, we offer club-quality equipment that you can use from the comfort of home on your own time. Bickle's offers spin bikes, ellipticals, treadmills, along with trainers, bench presses, and free weights, all from reliable fitness brands including True, Inspire, Life Fitness, and Horizon. Bickle's certified technicians provide local free delivery, in-home service, and installation on products that last, are easy to use, and interactive with today's technology, allowing you to even stream live and on-demand classes from the convenience of home. So go ahead and press play on your fitness goals. Do something today that your future self will thank you for. Bickle's Cycling and Fitness in West Burlington, Iowa.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we'd like to thank our Swedish friends for bringing the buffet to America. They called it the smorgasbord, but it was a success anyway. So we started our own buffet and loaded it up with pizza, chicken, sides, salads, and cactus bread. And you can even request any pizza you want anytime you visit. We call it Buffet Your Way, because smorgasbord your way, well, that doesn't rhyme at all. Pizza Ranch. Mm-mm.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
It's time now for tonight's postgame show.
Back here at Johansson Gymnasium, Don Gibbs Court, where the Burlington Grounds improved to 12-7 on the campaign, 7-2 in the Southeast Conference, with a 57-43 win over Mount Pleasant, a game that started innocently enough. It was only 7-5 in favor of Mount Pleasant at the end of the first quarter. Burlington would score the first hoop of the second quarter to tie it at 7 before the first of a couple of runs would happen. The only run of the night of note for Mount Pleasant, where they would score the next 8 points in a row to actually take, I should say, the next 6 points in a row to take a 13-7 lead, ultimately would balloon to as much as five. Let me restate that. It was 13-7. That was the biggest lead of the night for Mount Pleasant after their 6-0 run. It was 15-10 when Burlington went on a run of its own. They closed out the second quarter on a 12-2 run to take a 21-17 lead into the halftime locker room. After it was tied twice early in the third quarter at 21 up and 23 up, Burlington closed over the final 5 to 5.5 minutes of the quarter, doubling up Mount Pleasant 18-9 as they led 41-32 after the third quarter. In the fourth quarter, it was pretty much all Greyhounds as well, as they outscore Mount Pleasant 16-11. They outscore the Panthers 36-26 in the second half. After it was 15-10, Burlington outscored Mount Pleasant 47-28. And while I say it took a little while, once Burlington got rolling, especially defensively, this game, once they got control by 4 to 6 points, was never really in doubt, because their defense started to really assert itself. And Mount Pleasant had a lot of trouble getting anything going consistently offensively.
You kind of hinted on it in the beginning, and I didn't really want to see it that way, but I think there may have been a letdown. And as the game went on, you hinted on it again. They're athletic, and they're quick, and they're long. And I think in the end, the traps and the defensive intensity that Burlington brought to the table was the difference in the game. I saw some of the Mount Pleasant kids there at the end of the first half, probably that last when I was talking about they were playing defense for 20 seconds, and they fouled. And I saw the Hagen kid kind of take a deep breath. And I wondered if they were just kind of wearing them down with that pressure and that physicality.
Well, and it also, you know, it was a situation where Burlington was so patient on the offensive end. They got two, if not three, maybe even four or more easy looks after a good 20, 30, 40 seconds of rotational basketball going from one side to the other. I know Nate Spear was able to spot up and drain a couple of threes after long possessions, couple of drives into the paint, and then good no-look passes around defenders to wide-open guys, whether they were Carlson or Lewis, inside of 2 or 3 feet. Just very patient offense tonight. Took care of the basketball relatively well. There were some hiccups early on when the offenses for both sides were struggling. But as the night went on, Burlington asserted itself as one of the top three teams, obviously, as the standings would dictate here in the Southeast Conference.
I think that the threes, the two back-to-back or close to back-to-back threes that Nate hit there in the fourth quarter, That opens up, and that's how they get the backdoor cuts there at the end. They're spreading them out a little bit. They penetrate the middle. The defensive is outside of the paint now, and that's, I mean, the threes help. And they didn't hit the threes in the first 12 minutes. and they started dropping, and then they started establishing themselves down low, and it's a good combination.
Marquise Lewis leads the way for all scorers tonight. He finishes with a game-high 19 points. Jackson Carlson added a dozen. Amarion Davis and Nate Spear both had nine. Spear had three from long range for his 9 points. Tyce Burleshover had six on a pair of threes of his own. J.J. Martin added two, a total of 57 for the Greyhounds. For Mount Pleasant, leading the way was Peyton Hagans. Had a strong second half. He finished with a team-high 14 points. Owen Van Sickle, the only other Panther in doubles, he had 10. DeJuan Trent had 8. Aiden Ashton had 5. Carter Amos, 4. And Dylan Hagans, the brother of Peyton Hagans, finished with a single bucket, 2 points for Dylan, and a final total of 43 for Mount Pleasant. So the Greyhounds improved to 12-7. They've now won 5 of 6, and they've won 10 of 12 overall to improve to 12-7 and 7-2 in the conference. They have a return matchup with Fort Madison down in Fort Madison next week. Because of the makeup, a real unique schedule where you play them twice in 3 games. But again, if you want to play a top team in the state, you want to play them when you're playing your best basketball, which happened on Monday. Will happen again, I believe, next Tuesday down at the Hound Dome in Fort Madison. Mount Pleasant has its 4-game winning streak stopped, and they will drop to 8-10 overall and 3-6 in the Southeast Conference. Well, Brad, thanks, man. I appreciate you coming out. Brad Honig, friend of mine for about 100 years and the best color commentator for basketball for my – trust me, you'll get better as you. I got to pimp you now. I got to pump you up.
All right.
So that you'll want to come back and you'll just improve.
No, it's
I mean,
fun.
He's strictly amateur, folks.
It's
I mean,
fun.
You heard him. He's not really that good, but I got to make him sound like he is so he'll come back.
There you go.
Brad Honig, thanks for coming on tonight. I want to say thank you to the guys in the studio getting us in and out of breaks tonight, helping us sound better than we really are. I want to say thank you to all the sponsors who let us bring you high school basketball tonight. Here from Johansson Gymnasium, want to say thank you to all you fans out there who listened tonight. Hopefully you knew we were going to be on, and hopefully you took some time to listen to Brad and I bring you a Greyhound victory by 14 over Mount Pleasant. Most importantly, and they were here tonight, thank you to my wife Kelly, my son Ian, and my daughter Aubrey for letting me do this every so often, especially during basketball season. It's a ton of fun when I get to reconnect with one of my best friends from long ago and call a basketball game on the radio and be one of those guys who just likes to hear his voice out there. And then people go, hey, really enjoy the broadcast. It's an ego rush.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie about it. You know, it's fun. I got an ego like everybody else. But thank you to everybody, each and every one of you out there who let us bring you basketball and then listen. Hope you have as much fun listening as we do bringing it to you each time we're on the air. Once again, your final score from Burlington High School here at Don Gibbs Court at Johansson Gymnasium. The Burlington Greyhounds outscore Mount Pleasant by 10, 36-26 after halftime. They win by 14 by the score of 57-43. Big game next week, a return matchup against Fort Madison. Just 3 games left in the regular season for Burlington as they get ready for the postseason here in about 2 weeks. Thanks once again for listening tonight. And until the next time I or anybody is on bringing you Greyhound basketball, we say goodbye from Johansson Gymnasium. Thanks for listening on KBUR.
High school basketball on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR has been brought to you by Courtesy Door Sales and Service, the Pilot Grove Savings Bank, Rhinespitz Flooring America, Standard of Beaverdale, Bob Dodds Insurance in Danville, the Danville State Savings Bank, Bickle Cycling and Fitness on Agency in Burlington, Pizza Ranch, and by Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.